USA Radio News.
A country without borders is not a country at all. We need borders. We need security. We need safety. We have to take care of our people. You take a look at the death and destruction that's been caused by people coming into this country without going through a process. We want a merit-based immigration system.
President Trump earlier today at the White House, he was delivering the keynote address at the National Space Council meeting. The president is still taking heat from both sides of the aisle regarding the zero-tolerance policy on immigration. According to a top South Korean official, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will soon meet with North Korean officials to discuss the next step in the denuclearization deal. The official was unsure as to when the next negotiations would begin. As you recall, President Trump said last week after reaching an agreement with North Korea's Kim Jong-un that he wanted things to move quick. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
A fifth illegal immigrant has died from their injuries suffered in a rollover accident 100 miles southwest of San Antonio, Texas. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
U.S. Border Patrol agents and sheriff deputies were trying to stop the Chevy Suburban, but the vehicle sped away traveling at 100 miles an hour when the driver lost control and the vehicle rolled over several times. I spoke to reporter Japhany Gray of San Antonio's KSAT TV 12.
During that impact, several people were ejected, 14 people total inside of the vehicle, including a driver and a passenger who were both U.S. citizens, and the rest were undocumented immigrants.
I'm John Clemens.
A majority of voters over the age of 50 in Florida approve of President Trump. That's according to a new poll out by Politico and the AARP. The poll found that 52% of voters 50-plus approve of President Trump, while 44 do not approve and 4% had no opinion. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Meghan Markle's father, Thomas Markle, spoke out today for the first time since his daughter's wedding last month. Markle joined Good Morning Britain to talk about his heart attack and ultimately what happened.
I talked to Harry and Meghan, and at that time I started getting heart palpitations, and at that time I started getting chest pains, and I said I have to cancel.
He also talked about what it was like to see his daughter walk down the aisle.
She was beautiful. It was incredible watching her. I cried a little bit about it, but she was so beautiful walking down that aisle and so proud and so gorgeous. I was very proud. I couldn't have seen a better moment in my life.
Thomas Markle then shares a phone call he had with his daughter and Prince Harry.
Meghan told me first, then a few times after that, Harry got on the phone with Meghan. They called me together. And Harry asked for her hand over the phone, and I said, you're a gentleman, promise me you'll never raise your hand against my daughter, and of course I give you my permission.
Apple is working on a way for emergency officials to know where you are when you call 911. Apple is hoping its next operating system will be more reliable regarding your location when you make a call to one of 6,300 emergency response centers in the U.S. And finally, it was back on this date in 1812 when the War of 1812 begins. For USA Radio News, I'm